now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, if you don't after that, then you're probably deaf. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And if you're going anywhere, sun's out here in New York. Hopefully you're heading to the beach or the park. Maybe you're taking a ride in your bike, plugging in those headphones, whatever the circumstances are. It's all about radio on the go in the various different ways. You can get not only this terrific show, but all the great programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And it's about the devices and about the platforms. Platforms, well, you know what they are. Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, networks on all of them. Darren made sure we got there. Cutting edge, being on top of things as you're going along. Reality is, without that, you're nowhere. There's listen live buttons. There's archivability. You can go back, back into the archives and grab anything here on the network. And with that being said, you know, there's a particular interview you want to grab, it's there. Particular show you want to listen to live that day, it's there. Anything you want available to you on those platforms. You go to our award-winning webpage, easy for me to say, click on the Listen Live button, we're there. But not only that, you can see the vault of interviews that we have done and all the other people on this network have done over the years. Legendary figures in the world of sports, entertainment, authors, journalists. It's all there for you to listen to. And, you know, again, it's everybody's time frame is different. Listen to various different things at various different times. Well, guess what? That's what Radio on the Go is all about. And most important to us, the American Forces Radio Network. Guys and gals overseas, you're lonely. You don't have that taste of home. Mom's home cooking isn't there for you. Hopefully, well, we're not going to substitute for mom's meatballs, but guess what? We're going to be a little taste of home here on The Attack. We'll be right back and set the table for you right on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
There you go. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. We set the table here for hour two, and we're going to continue with the baseball talk, obviously, as the trade deadline has come and gone. More trades at Major League Baseball than ever in the last 20 years. And with that being said, winners and losers, and we've been evaluating them. And before we went to the break at the top of the hour, I was talking about Yasiel Puig. And look, this guy is 25 years old. He still has an opportunity to make it in the major leagues. He will find a place in the major leagues even if he doesn't improve. His sheer physical ability, his natural ability – as an athlete, has him providing numbers that keep players on major league teams. You know, it's nothing to write home about. 265, 11 home runs, and 30-something RBIs is not anything to write home about, but it will keep you in the major leagues. That's not triple-A material. That's major league material. You know, borderline, but it's major league material. But it's all the other stuff that goes along with it. And again, I use the stallion analogy because it's you know, if you've ever ridden a horse, and I know it sounds strange coming from a New Yorker, but I'm a pretty damn good horse rider. You get these horses that are spirited that you want to, you know, if you're on the beach and you want to take a good gallop with them, you could open them up and you're not worried about them taking a misstep and they're not going to throw you because they want to run as well, as opposed to the poke-along horses that have been broken or old or whatever the circumstances are. And you feel comfortable in harnessing in that because you know you're going to have a good time. Well, it's the same thing with a ball player. You know, especially one of Puig's ability. I mean, he is just that good. He has that much of a skill set all the way around. You talk about the ultimate five-tool players. He is one of them. And if they're ever able to figure it out, you can put the Dodgers right there with the Cubs. He was supposed to be the linchpin. He was supposed to be the cornerstone. And it just hasn't happened yet. And I think by doing this, by getting Josh Reddick at the deadline and being able to pull Puig out of the lineup and send him down to Albuquerque, and you know, quite frankly, feed him a little bit of humble pie, because that's ultimately what this is about. Maybe he'll be able to make those adjustments, maybe taking those long bus rides as opposed to hopping on the private plane, maybe handling his own luggage as opposed to having a clubhouse attendant handle it for him, staying in the no-tell motel as opposed to the Hilton. I mean, look, they still, it's not like the old days, you know, certainly at the AAA level, where, you know, you're staying in some rat trap and you know, you got to worry about something crawling over you in the middle of the night. But it's not the major leagues. It's not the luxury of the major leagues. It's not, you know, as they said in Bull Durham, you know, you hit white baseballs in batting practice. You know, it's not that. It's a little bit of an adjustment. He's still going to be, you know, more than likely, unless there's another bonus baby there, the best paid player on the team. And he'll be giving him a hard time about buying dinner and all that kind of good stuff. But in reality, this is a reality check. And that's what he's going down there for. And they're hoping to salvage this guy's career because they were more than willing to move him at the deadline. And they were asking for a lot to start out with. And the value wasn't there. And the GMs were not willing to touch him. And for contending teams, they didn't even want to touch him as being the last piece to the puzzle. You throw that bat into the lineup. I'll give you a perfect example. The Mets made a move for Jay Bruce at the deadline. You can argue the merits of doing that, not doing that. Now, in the long term, who would you rather have, Jay Bruce or Yasiel Puig? Well, this year, Bruce is leading the National League in RBIs, and he's hitting in the clutch. Guy's never been a huge average hitter. He's hitting 265 right now. And he'll probably end up being about 250, 240 by the time the season is over. But he's going to hit 35 to 40 home runs, and he's going to knock in 115, 120 runs by the time it's all said and done. Does he have the ability of Yasiel Puig? No, he doesn't. He's a butcher in the outfield. He's got a decent arm. He has no speed. And it's all about power. Joe compared him to Rob Deere, and that's not the case. You know, Rob Deere barely hit in the 210s. But, you know, he ain't Yasiel Puig either. And with Puig's ability, he should be one of those guys. And it hasn't happened yet. So, you know, the Dodgers are one in a number of ways, not only because of the moves, but because of the fact that by adding Reddick to that lineup, they have stability. They have a 4.5, 5-tool player. And they can put a guy who still has the potential to be a superstar back down in the minors, let him smooth the rough edges, and maybe, just maybe, he figures it out. And the Dodgers are off to the races. We talked about the Cubs. You know, look, the Cubs win. Cubs win, quote Harry Carey. But, I mean, you look at that pen now. Chapman, Montgomery, Joe Smith, Hector Rondon, and Pedro Strop. That's, I mean, you know, 5 innings, 6 innings, you're there. Kansas City Royal redo. You're not going to get to them. You're not going to get to them. They'll get enough offense. You know, they would have liked to have made a move as far as that aspect of it goes. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Teams that didn't quite make out at the deadline. And like I said, we'll be doing some of this with Bob Nightingale. I want to see if he agrees with me as far as my evaluation. He's a lot smarter than I am, and he can write a whole lot better than I can. But we'll be talking to him at 40 after the hour and evaluating the trade deadline stuff. But White Sox really didn't make any moves. They had a soft sell. Zach Duke goes to the Cardinals, who are still in it. And they're keeping their core. Robin Ventura is going to lose his job, is what's going to happen. I don't know who they're going to bring in. I don't know if it comes from within the system. But the team that they put together is pretty talented. But it's a weak free agent class. They don't have much of a farm system. And their management decided to stay the course. They know they're not going to fire this year. And, you know, there were guys out there. You know, Chris Sale was out there. Jose Quintana was out there. And I'm not even so sure that Sale was really out there. Even after the clubhouse incident, people were talking about the fact, oh, you know, they'll be able to get rid of him and all this kind of stuff. I mean, look, he's best left-handed pitcher, aside from what's-his-name out in L.A., hint, hint, that is in the game. And, you know, look, they don't grow on trees. So, I mean, when you have a guy that literally every fifth day can go out there and stop a losing streak, you don't get rid of them. They've got, you know, solid players on the team. Todd Frazier, Jose Abreu. You know, there's other guys. But do you want to hold on to this group going forward and try to make another run when it looks like the Indians will be good for a while? Detroit's coming on. You know, we'll see how it plays. Marlins, and we'll get to them on the other side. They made their one little minor move. Well, a couple of minor moves, actually. But we'll see how it plays out. Because one of the moves that they made, well, the guy hurt his elbow. We'll pick it up on the other side with the Miami Marlins, who lost.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's been given the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Well, all right, maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And going over some of the winners and losers of trade deadline. And we left off with Miami, and it was unfortunate for them. They probably would have been considered in between. You know, they got Andrew Cashner, got Colin Ray. Colin Ray started one game, hurt his elbow. And as it said in the ESPN article, or CBS article, excuse me, they said, fortunately for the Marlins, they kept the receipt. And they sent him back for the Padres for a low-A arm who was involved in the original trade. So they basically got their guy back. But now they still have a hole in the rotation. So look for something to happen with them on waiverland if they stay in it. And again, they're, you know, this is a team that's maybe arriving a year early than most expected, in that they have a good core of young talent, guys like Yelich and Giancarlo. And, you know, look, they, you know, D. Gordon, now that he's back off suspension, and they should be able to stick around. I liked them in the spring and their ability to maybe make some noise, because they have the, you know, one of the best pitchers in baseball in Jose Fernandez. But they obviously had questions. They made the early hit with Fernando Rodney, and they were looking to shore up 4 and 5 in the rotation. Kastner and Ray was supposed to do that. Well, they got 4. They don't have 5. So, I'm not so sure it'll play out where they're losers. I think they will be able to hang around. And I think if they do hang around, that they'll probably end up getting a guy off waivers on the back end to try to make that final push in September. Can't believe we're approaching September already. Boy, that's depressing. We'll see how it plays out. Another loser, at least according to CBS, is the Mets. And I'm not so sure I agree. And, you know, I'm a Met fan, so I'm a little biased. But when they were talking about bringing Jay Bruce in, and they tried to do this last year before Cespedes. Had there been Jay Bruce, there would not have been Yoenis Cespedes. With that being said, they now have them both on the roster. And Sandy Alderson, whose ability I trust a lot more than Joe's, has been after this guy for a while. And the comparison has been made, he's an all-or-nothing guy. And to a certain degree, he is. I mean, he's a career 246 hitter. But some of that has been injury. Certainly in 15 and 14 it was. But he hits with power. He's leading the NL and RBIs right now with 80. Closest guy for the Mets is Cespedes with 55. And, you know, there's nobody in the lineup to protect Cespedes, which is part of the problem. Lucas Duda's doing baseball activities. He's coming back. You sandwich that lineup with Bruce, Cespedes, and Lucas Duda, and all of a sudden you got something going on there. Now, you know, look, they still got to get people on base. More important to me is what direction the outfield is going to take as far as catching the baseball. As it's set up right now, I mean, you think about it. Cespedes is out with a quad. Conforto's not hitting very much. Bruce can only play right field. So with all that being said, it'll be Cespedes in left when he's healthy. Bruce in right. And then they're going to have to figure out how to use, dare I say this, Curtis Granderson, he of the double-digit home runs and 29 RBIs, in center field. I don't know how and if it fits. You know, Conforto, I guess, will be the guy against certain right-handers because he provides more pop. But he's taken the step-back slump and is yet to completely adjust. They still have faith in him. But they were projecting him as the next Stan Musial, and, you know, that ain't working out, at least not yet. But, you know, there's a lot of ground to cover in Citi Field. And Cespedes is a Gold Glove caliber left fielder. But with the quad, he's not covering as much ground. Conforto is learning on the fly. And, you know, it's funny. His rep coming up was he was a really not a good defender at all. And he's been very solid, actually. He just doesn't have the speed to patrol center field. So you're going to see a lot of Brandon Nimmo coming in for defensive purposes when either of those two are playing center field. And you'll see Granderson and or Conforto shifting over to right, depending on the circumstances, and getting Jay Bruce out of the game completely. But, you know, if you're a Met fan, you have to be encouraged by the fact that they're not running the white flag up the pole. It's they could have easily said, look, we got you to the World Series last year. Our young pitchers are nicked up. Harvey's done for the year. Wheeler's not back yet, and they're hoping for him by September 1st. That's going to be addition by subtraction. You know, Bartolo's old. Eventually, time will catch up to him during the course of the season, but he keeps going out there. You got two guys with elbow issues, albeit chips. They're not getting hurt. Otherwise, they wouldn't be pitching. There's no structural damage where they're going to do any damage long term, but, you know, it hurts, and you're not going to get your best out of them each and every day. But Alderson decided this team can still make a run at Washington, who is vulnerable. And hopefully keep pace with the Marlins and the Cardinals. And at the very least, maybe get in via the wild card. And, you know, again, if that's the case, well, in playoffs back-to-back years, you get everybody back healthy next year. You got another bat in the lineup with Bruce. You sort out the deck chairs in the offseason. And away you go. They're still slow. They still don't hit in the clutch. Bruce will cure some of that, the clutch aspect of it. But they're a slow baseball team. And now they're bad defensively in the outfield. So I can understand where the loser mentality came in. They gave up, one of the guys they gave up was a guy named Dilson Herrera, who I really liked. But evidently the organization itself has soured on him. And I'm not exactly sure why. But I get it to a certain degree. The cups of coffee that he's had with the team, he certainly showed promise. You know, back in 14, they brought him up. He had 3 home runs, 11 RBIs, .220 average in 18 games. But, you know, 3 home runs and 11 RBIs isn't bad for 18 games. They bring him up again last year. Bigger sample, 31 games. And it was a home run, 3 RBIs, and he hit .211. And I think he's a good defensive player. He's got speed. They certainly were going to project him at the top of the lineup, but you got to give to get. And he's going to get playing time now in Pittsburgh. And we'll find out whether or not he's a legit major league player or not. He goes back to the organization that had him to start out with. A lot of full circle here. I'm sorry, he doesn't. He goes to Cincinnati, where he'll get playing time. Excuse me, misspoke there. I'm looking at the Pirates line. I think the Mets are starting to view him as a 4A player. And what I mean by that is he'll dominate at AAA. You can play him in the major leagues, but he's never going to evolve into what you expect him to be on the major league level. And that makes him one of those 4A players. They got another one in the organization, a guy named Ty Kelly, who's always hit at AAA, always done everything at AAA, and you bring him up to the major leagues, and he's a slap hitter who can't do much of anything. And so they let him go to the Reds. Reds think more of him than the Mets do at this point in time. And like I said, you got to give to get, along with a young pitching prospect who evidently is pretty good, but he's sitting on A level. Another deal the Mets made, though, and this one wasn't talked about in the winners and losers, is bringing John Neese back from the Pirates for Antonio Bastardo. And this is a double-edged sword. You know, Bastardo goes back to the Pirates where he had his success, and his ability to succeed there is there's proof in the pudding. So maybe he's able to recapture what he was able to do. He certainly wasn't able to do it for the Mets. They're expecting a lot more out of him. Didn't happen. They bring back John Neese, who's been pitching out of the pen for the Pirates and has been productive. But Neese can go into the starting rotation for the Mets and fill in the back end of the rotation until Wheeler is back. Then they can put him back in the bullpen and have that additional lefty arm. The only trouble with Neese is, you know, he's not the most popular person in the clubhouse. He has a habit of throwing his teammates under the bus. He did it going out the door, where he was saying, nice to be able to go to a team in Pittsburgh where they can actually catch the baseball. It's never ever his fault. It's always somebody else's fault. You know, the players kind of roll their eyes and shrug, but, you know, that's the way it is. We'll see how it plays out. We know how it'll play out on the other side. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, right after this.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto, Joe's off today. Put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by the best baseball writer in the country. His name is Bob Nightingale. He writes for USA Today, and he joins us here on the Attack. Morning, Bob. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, doing great. How about you, Bob?
Doing fine, man. Doing fine. It was a long night. I was sitting at my computer trying to break these trades down and see who won and see who lost. And then I turned to your page, and you did it a hell of a lot better than I could.
Just a rollwind of a day at the end. It's kind of fun to see how teams reacted toward each other.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, in reading all your stuff, Texas Rangers, in your opinion, really made out, and they are now the favorites to come out of the American League. And I can completely understand your logic, but let's break it down for our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, Texas, yeah, they wanted a frontline pitcher. They did everything they could to try to get Chris Sale. It just the price tag was so steep. So they went the other way. Let's beef up that offense. So when you got Jonathan Lucroy, the all-star catcher, who vetoed the trade to Cleveland, then got Jeremy Jeffers, they're supposed to go with him. He saved, he had 27 saves. And then of course, again, Carlos Beltran is sticking him on the lineup. So, you know, it should be good to go. They should run away now with the AL West and be right there when be right there with Cleveland, probably the ALCS.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because last week I was talking about it, and it seemed as if Texas had kind of hit that wall, and they were, I don't want to say going backwards, but you could see where their need was. And then when Fielder went out, even though he wasn't producing all that much, another hole in the lineup with the bat, and they really did manage to address it. And I thought Houston was going to kind of come on, and I thought they were feeling a little bit of the breath on the back of the neck. But as it turns out, Houston wasn't really able to do much of anything. And I guess you could kind of consider them one of the losers.
Yeah, you know what? They could be gun-shy, too. I mean, last year they went out and got the, Carlos Gomez from Milwaukee, and that was a complete bust. Then they went and got Ken Giles, a reliever from Philadelphia, in the winter, and that was a bust. So they'd give up a lot of prospects for nothing when they would have been better off standing pat. So they might have thought, you know what? Let's try it this way. We're still a very good team, but a little stunning didn't do anything. And the trouble is, when you don't do something, the rest of the clubhouse knows it. It's almost like, well, the front office doesn't believe in us. Maybe we won't, you know, psychologically, won't have that extra motivation.
Yeah, and, you know, you talked about the price with Texas with Chris Sale and what they were asking for, some of their stud prospects and Profar or Joey Gallo. And here they stand after making the deals with Milwaukee where, you know, they gave up. But they didn't really have to give up the guys that they were keen on keeping. And even at that'll keep creating separation between them and the Astros going forward because they have a nice core to continue to build around.
Yeah, you know, I like the way the last couple of years they traded a bunch also to get Cole Hamels. But these guys are proven. You know, it's like when people say, well, you give these prospects for Chris Sale, then why wouldn't you? I mean, he's one of the top pitchers in all of baseball. A proven guy. I think teams tend to fall in love with their prospects too much, you know, and say, oh, we got the best farm system in America. Look what baseball America has is ranked. You know, where you want to be ranked is how your major league team is doing. And that's why you look at the San Francisco Giants with Brian Sabian, and they gave up an awful lot to go get Will Smith and Matt Moore, you know, their third baseman, their top prospects. But their thing is, if you win a World Series, who cares if your farm system is worse than baseball? You got a World Series trophy.
And I guess with their track record, we'll take it out there, it would be hard to argue. I mean, it ultimately, as you said, you can fall in love with your Baseball America stuff all you want, but if you have World Series trophies in the trophy case at the stadium, fans are a lot more happy with the ticket prices that they're paying with that as opposed to how your prospects are doing in single A, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why you charge major league prices at the ballpark and your minor league prices at your lower level. You know, it's all about winning trophies. And what San Francisco's done, you know, winning three championships, you can't argue. And they've been the best organization in baseball for the last 7 years.
Well, you know, and their rival, the Dodgers, they pulled a trade for Hill and Reddick. And, you know, to me, I thought that was one of those terrific under-the-radar deals that a really good organization does. I love the acquisitions themselves. But to me, and I talked about this in hour one, with them being able to send Yasiel Puig down to AAA, it gives them that little taste of humble pie, and I don't think they're going to keep him down there for all that long, but it gives them that little taste of humble pie that maybe when he comes back to the major leagues, he starts performing at the talent level that everybody thinks he can perform at.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a wake-up call, and I'm sure he's completely humiliated by this. That they don't think he's good enough to be in the major leagues. You know, I think this is the end for him. I mean,
they'll trade in this winter when they can. You'll get moved. And, the bottom line is a lot of people in that organization don't think he'll ever live up that potential. And we'll see. But, you know, it's a slap in the face, to him, and we'll see how he responds to it.
Well, you know, you were obviously, you had your finger on the pulse of what was going on. Was there that little interest in Puig, or were the Dodgers kind of reaching for the stars and trying to move him and trying to get elite guys for guys that maybe certain GMs perceive as having been figured out by major league pitching?
No, there was really that little interest in him. I mean, I think teams, you know, particularly teams are contending and saying, okay, here's a team that's in second place, two games behind the Giants, trying to get to the playoffs, and they don't want this guy around. So if they don't believe in him, why should we? It's almost like there's too many red flags. When a team sent a dump a guy like they were, why should we take someone else's garbage? And I think that's the way they use perceived. And I also think it's a much better chance to say, okay, we can take him in the winter and have him all around with everybody in spring training. That will make it easier instead of just sticking right in the middle of the clubhouse and just, praying that everything will be okay.
Yeah. Bob Nightingale from USA Today joining us here on the attack. And, you talked about the Giants. Nice little moves there with Matt Moore and Will Smith, another under-the-radar kind of move. But I really liked what the Giants did. Talk about that a little bit.
I really do, too, Bob. I really like Moore. I mean, Moore is besides being a very good pitcher, great, great guy in the clubhouse. He was struggling this year. But, sometimes it's tough to pitch when the team's going bad and everything else, no one showing up for games. And when you go from the AL East to the NL West, particularly San Francisco or L.A., it's going to be night and day. You watch, his numbers are going to be fabulous. I mean, he'll be one of the top 5-6 pitchers in the National League just because of the environment and everything else. I love Matt Moore, and I think that was just a great, great deal to get a guy like that.
The Indians, they do their due diligence. They get really the piece that they wanted in Andrew Miller, but they missed on Lucroy, and they missed on Beltran. And it I understand Lucroy had the no-trade option in there, but I would have thought that going to a possible winner, as it turned out he did anyway, and going to Texas, would have overridden that. Evidently not. How did the Indians come out of this in that now they have to hope that Brantley makes it back and he ends up being the bat that they would have gotten in a trade and they can go forward? I mean, they got that bullpen piece, but they missed out everywhere else.
Yeah, it's to get Miller, I love that. I love the fact they're going for it. Like we talk about the prospects, you got to go seize the opportunity now. You never know how long this rotation is going to stay healthy. And of course, now they have Salazar going for MRI. But I'm with you. It's like you went all in with Lucroy also and then backed off a little bit. I would have still gotten their catcher somewhere to help out. If not that, at least a bat. Because Lucroy provided the catching and the bat. So I would have thought they would have gotten Beltran or Jay Bruce. And the fact they got neither was a little troubling. They were still a very good team. I still think they have a very good chance to get to the World Series. Maybe a toss-up between them and Texas. I thought they could have got Beltran. They could have distanced themselves a little bit from everybody else.
Yeah, I think they're going to win their division, obviously. I don't know. Detroit could still put some heat on them before it's all said and done. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you, and I was tilting towards Cleveland going away with it, and now I'm leaning towards Texas. Staying in the American League, though, the Yankees, and it's funny how tug-of-wars happen in the front office, and you don't read that much about it, but it looks as if the GM won and the ownership was like, all right, we'll let it happen, but this is all on you. They've loaded up now on prospects, but with the Yankees' ability to write checks, not so much, I think, in this free agent market, but the following one, they should be okay in the long haul unloading the players that they did and getting back the prospects that they did.
Yeah, I think they look themselves in the mirror and say, we're not going anywhere this year. We're not going anywhere next year.
So it makes no sense to keep, you know, particularly Chapman and Beltran, who are free agents in the year. And if someone wants to, you know, pay a 10 for Miller, so be it. And they fund that team in Cleveland. You know, why have a elite closer if you're not going to win anyway? So they're really gearing for 2018, 2019. You know, give those prospects time to develop. And also, you know, 18 is a big free agent class. That's the one that, you know, Harper and Machado and maybe Kershaw comes out, you know, on and on, so they can really beef up. So I expect the Yankees to, you know, be back and running in full gear in 2019. It's just, you know, you're talking about 3 years from now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Not 3 years from now, though, is the Cubs. And, you know, I guess as a fan, and I was trying to look at it from a fan's perspective in hour one, that if you're a Cub fan, look, you always have the doom cloud hanging over you because you know something's going to screw up. But if you're a Cub fan, you have to feel as if everything has been done correctly to this point. And the moves that they made to go for it, if you're a fan, you can't ask for anything more.
No, you can't. I mean, his teams are built to win right now, and the future still looks good, too. Obviously, they got to take advantage of the present, because, you know, Sean Lackey's a free agent after in a year after this. So to Jake Arrieta, who knows what happens. Don't have a lot of pitching in that farm system. But, of course, they do have the great position players. So, you know, on paper, there's no reason in the world why the Cubs shouldn't get to the World Series and win it. As you all know, strange things happen in October, and there's always upset, and we'll see. You run to a hot pitching staff or the team gets cold. But they, you know, the team got very, very minor flaws and really the best all-around team in baseball.
Most trades leading up to the deadline in 20 years in Major League Baseball. As we get ready to let you out the door in a minute or so, were you surprised by the level of activity, or were you anticipating this going up to it?
No, I was surprised. I thought, you know, hey, moves, and you know, not many sexy moves. You know, it's not like we just had the household names of a year ago, and there's no David Price moving or Johnny Cueto or Cole Hamels. But still, just the level of activity and teams being that aggressive, I like it. You know, usually, you know, at the trade deadline, it's always a little bit of a disappointment. Like everybody's hanging on to their guys and nobody can get deals done. I love that Florida activity that last hour. It just shows how many teams believe in themselves and say, you know, we got a chance to do this thing.
Well, yeah, it's funny. That's why I avoided the phone with you yesterday and tried to do it via text, because I figured the last thing you needed was another phone call. Bob, we appreciate the time as always. For our listeners, where do we find you on Twitter and any other accounts that you have in social media?
Yeah, just simple B Nightingale for Twitter and my stuff on USAtoday.com.
Nothing better, and you're the best at what you do. We appreciate the couple minutes, and we'll get you on again down the line. Appreciate your time.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you as always, Bob.
Thank you. Bob Nightingale from USA Today, best in the business. You know, you can go around. There's a lot of good baseball writers around, but someday in a not-too-distant, well, in the distant future, they need to put that man in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. They really do. He's that good of a writer, and we're very happy to have him on the show. We'll wrap up this edition of The Attack on the Other Side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even
even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack in case you want to sneak one in there. Don't forget, best of 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, you know, look, it's all about baseball. It's going to be baseball stretch run, pennant races, all that kind of good stuff. Got some surprises for you later on in the week. We'll be talking some football as camps are open. And, of course, Rio Olympics. And just put on the bug spray. Real heavy, real heavy. Oh, and don't drink the water. And, maybe something will blow up. And, oh, maybe they should have never had it there to start out with. We'll get into that. All going on for the rest of the week. For Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, for Bob Nightingale for joining us, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.